QFM 96 Iconic Rock. Let's bring him up. President Trump, good morning, sir. How are things at Mar-a-Lago today?
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Tremendous in Mar-a-Lago. And I understand Elliot's off to Vegas to make himself an even bigger loser than he was before.
Yes, correct.
Wow. You know, Mar-a-Lago's great, guys. You got to come down here sometime. It's my fortress of solitude, you know. I just came up with that title, too. It's brilliant. Even Superman has to go somewhere to unwind once in a while. Not many people know this, but down here I hold our cabinet meetings wearing a cape. Throws everybody off, keeps them on their toes. But it's nice to get away once in a while from the hustle and bustle of my New Jersey country club. So many distractions when I'm killing time golfing there. You know, that and the women aren't wearing their bikinis by the pool yet. It's cold spring, am I right?
Yeah, you are. Yes, you are correct, sir. All right. Well, I'm sure by now you've seen the whole Comey interview with George Snuffleupagus, whatever, on ABC. Dare I ask? What do you think?
Is that what I was watching? You know, I thought it was an ESPN sports documentary on Kevin McHale of the Celtics. He was a tremendous power forward, by the way.
No. That was James Comey and George Stephanopoulos, sir.
Yes, I knew it was Snuffleupagus. What a hot mess that those couples are, right? Slimeball and Snuffleupagus.
Well, did you watch it, Mr. President?
Yes, and in all fairness, after that hit piece, little Georgie has no integrity left as far as I'm concerned, not to mention being 3 feet tall. I mean, he looks like Dr. Oz if you threw him in a dryer on high. Seriously, that interview was total garbage.
Well, Comey did say you're above average intelligence and you should not be impeached.
Except for that part. That's not garbage. In fact, that part should be replayed all day on the networks. Can we get the networks to play that all day? Thank you. Okay.
Well, sir, Comey did, he said that you were not morally fit to be president. So what message would you like to send, Mr. Comey?
You know, Slimeball is a total loser. That's absolutely ridiculous. I'm completely fit. Just ask my doctor. He told me I was a strong 229 pounds with lots of muscle mass. Lots.
No, morally fit, not physically fit.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Oh, well, I think I have great morality. Believe me, I love to give. I'm a giver. I believe in equal opportunity. Even with my low-level advisors and employees, and now with Hope Hicks gone, I let every woman get a chance to steam my pants while I'm still wearing them. Everyone deserves to stare into the groin of greatness for a little pick-me-up. It helps morale. It does.
Well, did you read Comey's book?
I didn't read any of it. Who has time to read? I mean, frankly, I just have that impotent weasel John Kelly yell me the news from the fringe while I'm putting. Look, I've had a lot of negative things written about me in the years I've been in the spotlight, guys. From tabloids trashing me to that Fire and Fury book, to Melania's handwritten letters to her parents. They've all been critical of my actions. Look, everybody knows that this is a total witch hunt. Total witch hunt. So what we're going to do is we're going to take all of Comey's books, we're going to stack them in a nice, neat pile, and we're going to burn them like we're in the movie Footloose. We really are. Seriously, Comey's a horrible, horrible FBI director. I mean, total Bush League. In fact, J. Edgar Hoover's probably spinning in his evening gown he was buried in right now. So much spinning.
All right, we got it. We understand.
All right, not to mention, I can't believe how incredibly boring that book was. I was reading it in bed, and I fell asleep right in the middle of my third Big Mac. I got special sauce all over my 12,000 thread count sheets.
Oh, no.
Such a disaster.
Oh, well, all right, so we know what today is. It's tax day, so I am sure you are busy, sir.
Very busy. You're right, Christy. I'm a lot like you guys, procrastinating, waiting to the last minute to file a huge extension. Mm-hmm. And my extension is huge, believe me. I'm actually going to do really well on my taxes this year. I wrote off all my Playboy and porn star mistresses as a total loss. Going to be a bigly refund, so bigly. Hey, by the way, how does everyone in Columbus like their tax cuts? Do they like them?
They love them. Love them.
Making tax loopholes great again. We really are, Torg. Oh, and speaking of taxes, I have a tea time with my accountant in about 30 minutes.
Okay, so we understand that Stormy Daniels is going to be making her first live TV appearance on The View later this morning. Are you at least going to watch that?
Frankly, I think we've all seen the best parts of Stormy Daniels, and it comes about halfway through any movie she's in, believe me. You know, I'll make sure not to set my DVR for that one. Look, I'm so tired of these bandwagon Stormy fans, but of all the shows to go on, she picks The View. It's going to be a table of five cackling hens and an old milkmaid. So sad. What a train wreck of a show, guys. I mean, come on, be honest. That the only bigger disaster on television is the Kardashians. And I'm going to talk to the FCC because, frankly, we need to put a stop to that one.
Yeah, you know, I would agree. Thanks for calling, Mr.
100%.
President.
Thanks,
later,
sir.
Later, dork, minus the idiot.